Today I want to move on to Tzafun and look at some of the halakhot associated with the eating of the afikoman at the end of the meal. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafayin Zayin Se'if Aleph says that at the end of the meal everybody has to eat a kazayit of the shmura matzah that's been put aside. Zeichel Pesach HaNechal Al HaSova, to commemorate the Korban Pesach that was eaten when people were pretty much full. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Aleph brings down from various achronim that actually it's best to eat two kazeitim, one to commemorate the Korban Pesach and one to commemorate the matzah that was eaten with it. This is based on the Bach, who raises the point, because whilst according to the Rosh, the afikoman is Zeichel Pesach, according to the Rashbam, it's Zeichel Matzah, it commemorates the matzah that was eaten alongside the Korban Pesach and was actually the matzah mitzah. The Maharil also mentions eating two kazeitim, but for a different reason. He says it's because matzah is a mitzvah chaviva. It's a mitzvah that's very, very dear to us, and because of that, we want to eat an extra quantity. But to my mind, the notion of eating two kazeitim is actually quite a chumrah. Firstly, because none of the Rishonim mention it, and the Shulchan Aruch states very clearly that a kazeit is sufficient. And secondly, because even if there is this machloket Rishonim, I don't see why it should be necessary to eat two kazeitim. Just eat one kazeit, and it represents either the Korban Pesach or the Matzah. In any event, many people do adhere to the Chumrah, but I'd certainly say that if you're being machmir, you don't need to have chazanish-sized kazeitim, and two much smaller kazeitim should be sufficient. And it's also notable that according to the Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Kaf Aleph, he writes, Ochel kol echad ve'echad, mat matzah. For the afikoman, everybody eats a bit of matzah. You don't need to have a kazayit at all. So we certainly don't follow that view, but the chumrah of the achronim is in stark contrast to the kula of one of the rishonim. And I would also say that b'shar tadchak, a person who's elderly or ill or not feeling so good, whatever, they could be makel if necessary, like the Sefer Chinuch. The Shulchan Aruch also says, one should be careful to eat the afikoman before halachic midnight. Halachic midnight this time of year is around about 1 o'clock in London. And this is also based on the Machloket Rishonim, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Kaf Amud Bet, says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is of the opinion that both the Korban Pesach and the Matzah need to be eaten by Chatzot, whereas Rabbi Akiva is of the view that they can be consumed throughout the night. So Tosfot in Masechet Megillah Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph, they passing like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's got to be eaten by midnight, whereas the Baal HaItur and the Magid Mishnah, they rule like Rabbi Akiva that you've got the whole night. The Rambam in Hilchot Korban Pesach Perek Chet Halacha Tet Vav, he holds that essentially the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that both the Korban Pesach and the matzah can be eaten till the morning. But because eating the Korban Pesach after daybreak is an issur karet, so midrabanan, you need to eat it by chatzot. So whether the afikoman also needs to be eaten by chatzot will depend in part on how we paskin in the machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And then, even if we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, it might depend on the machloket Rishonim about whether the afikoman commemorates the Korban Pesach or it commemorates the matzah. In any event, even though the Shulchan Aruch and all the poskim rule that the afikoman should be eaten by chatzot, the Nitei Gavriel and other sources, they bring down the minhagim of the Chatam Sofer and the minhagim of the Netziv, who apparently weren't makpid on this. Rav Osher Weiss has a tshuva in Minchat Asher, Chelek Gimel Siman Mem, where he cites other gedolim as well who weren't makpid, and particularly if it meant that the Seder or the Yontif meal were going to be rushed. And he's melamed zechut on eating it after chatzot. Personally, I'm makpid about it on the first night, but more makel if necessary on the second night. Meaning on the second night, if we need to rush dessert a little bit to get to the afikoman by chatzot, then we'll rush it. But if we're still in the middle of the main course, then on the second night we won't make a big hurry of it. Interestingly, the Rama writes that you should also try to finish Hallel by chatzot, which is a good hakpada, certainly if you don't like Lake Sedarim. The Gra says this is so that you can drink the fourth kos before chatzot. Basically, he holds that Dalek Kosot are linked to the Magid. The Magid is linked to the Matzah. And if the Matzah has to be eaten by chatzot, then the Dalek Kosot also need to be consumed by chatzot. But it can be very rushed to do that if you've got a lot of people at the Seder table. And the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Dalet, he writes, Va'eini yodea tam lazeh, d'mayin yana d'halel l'chatzot. He says he doesn't understand what this is all about. Why do you need to finish halel by chatzot? There are other issues also to do with the Afikoman. They include the issue against eating anything after it, what to do if you forgot to eat it, and also the din of Haseba, the din of leaning whilst you eat the Afikoman. But we'll have to save those for another year. Adkan.